it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Hi guys, it's the 9th of May, 2024, and there's lots happening, but very little being spoken about. The most important news for me today is the fact that the American troops have left Niger. Now, if you ask the Americans, they'll tell you they just left. If you ask the people on the ground in Niger, they'll tell you they kicked them out like they kicked the French out. Isn't it interesting how pride gets in the way of the Americans? No, they didn't kick us out. We left of our own free will. You wouldn't leave of your own free will because it was your most important strategic base in Africa with a massive area. So it's time to tell the truth.
Hackers in Germany hacked the projection system on the Brandenburg Gate and projected a Russian symbol on it with a statement reminding them who defeated them once upon a time.
Well, that's a very interesting point there, Paul, because Olaf Scholz, in charge of Germany right now, is demanding that his young men mandatory sign up for the military to take on Russia. But this is all propaganda to make the Germans think they could beat Russia. There's not a chance of that ever happening because NATO can't beat them, America can't beat them, so Germany certainly can't. But we've seen the arrogance of these politicians, not the German people, before. And the politicians are willing to sacrifice all of the young men in Germany for their own egos. That's it.
Baron Trump to enter the political arena as Florida delegates at the GOP convention in Miami. Baron Trump hasn't graduated high school yet, but he is already headed into the political big leagues. The Republican Party of Florida on Wednesday night picked the 18-year-old youngest sons of former President Donald Trump as one of the state's at-large delegates to the Republican National Convention, per a copy of the results viewed by Politico.
Yesterday in the UK, yet again, another mobile banking app has gone down. Tesco Mobile Banking this time. Now, I'm getting a little bit scared about how often these mobile banking apps are going down, and we're losing bank branches as we speak. So what happens when they just turn it off because they feel like it?
That's what's happening right now, Paul. And we warned people nearly 2 years ago about the banking system. And they're collapsing all over the place because they haven't been able to print money now for 2 years.
Trump tweeted yesterday, students at Liberty University are praising and celebrating Jesus. Looking at the video, notice how no one is rioting or fighting. It's amazing. I love Trump reminding us of our Christianity and restoring our faith. You know, it really keeps us going. And it's lovely to see the younger generation celebrating too.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that's a very important point, that, Drew, that the importance of prayer right now is the only thing that will keep Satan away. And you don't underestimate the importance of prayer, because right now we're under massive attack, and you won't find the support mechanism outside of prayer. You won't find it in man. You won't find it in government. You won't find it in big tech. You won't find it in big pharma. You'll find it within. You'll find it when you connect to God in prayer. And I've said it many times, the light is exposing the darkness. The darkness is very dark and it's evil. But if you pray right now, that is what will protect you.
Well, when that people are saying that the elites aren't getting dealt with, I've got a story that tells you that they are. So, a bit of good news. Vitaly, a well-known paedophile hunter, has caught a very well-known Disney writer, Herschel Weingrod, who has worked on both Space Jam movies, Twins, Kindergarten Cop. he was caught meeting a 15-year-old girl. These elites are being caught. Don't for one second think that the good is not doing good.
The big problem you've got there, Paul, is that because the paedophile rings have infiltrated mainstream media, such as the BBC, I'm going to name you, the BBC, there are many, many paedophiles that work with you and work within the BBC and other main channels like CBS and a number of other American channels. They're keeping this quiet. They're protecting their own. But you can't protect your own from God. God will judge you. God will find you. And you will be held accountable.
Going on to trafficking, and obviously this is coming out in mainstream media, hundreds of children identified as potential victims of trafficking are being abandoned by the Home Office and left vulnerable for exploitation, new data reveals. Released following a Freedom of Information request, figures show that in 2022, 1,871 children identified as a possible victim of trafficking or modern slavery dropped off the UK government system conceived to support them once they turn 18. It's disgraceful.
It's shocking.
Tory MP for Dover, Natalie Elphick, has defected to the Labour side. Her reason, over the empty promises from Rishi Sunak to stop the immigration.
And so has Nadeem Zahawi defected this morning. So they're defecting one after the other from Conservative to Labour. But this is all part, Paul, of the collapsing of the political system. This is all part, I said it 2-3 years ago, and people said to me, what, you think you can do this? I said, no, I don't need to. They'll do it all by themselves.
British regulator Ofcom plans to introduce strict new rules that will require social media platform users to provide photo IDs such as a passport to register for social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Both require users to be over 13 of age, and Ofcom expects the platforms to enforce the new rules and kick off underage users.
I think that's a good move. And I've been saying this for a while. It'll also cut down on the trolls and people doing some very, very nasty stuff on social media. It's been needed for a while, that.
Well, that's where bullying has gone, isn't it? Because in the old days, bullying was verbal. And we were always taught sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Well, the bullying has been taken to a new level by the trolls, who are using words and threats and blackmail and one thing and another. And it needs to stop.
This I found interesting. A Florida man who had been arrested on charges related to his alleged role in the January 6 US Capitol riot has committed suicide whilst awaiting trial, according to a police report. David Kennedy Hommel, 55, of Amatilla, Florida, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was found dead on April the 18th, police said. Hommel is now the fifth January the 6th defendant to commit suicide.
Well, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to work this all out. If you were involved in it and you've got evidence that goes against the narrative, then suddenly they will tell you that you've committed suicide. It's the same with anyone who stood up against the Clintons. There's over 100 of them that suddenly they commit suicide. I tell you what, if I had a circle of friends that committed suicide, I'd be a little bit worried.
The Bank of England is expected today to hold interest rates today at 5.25%.
Well, let's speak about the Eurovision Song Contest. The Witch Bambi thug performing for Ireland for the semi-final. She's wearing a black demonic black eyes, 666, paedophile symbols on her head, doing a satanic ritual, surrounded by fire and standing within a pentagram. The music is in low frequency. She casts spells on a stage in front of millions. Her outfit gets ripped off to reveal her transgender colours whilst being satanically possessed, dancing with another demon. The song ends with Crown the Witch. Plastered behind them, the music is called Ouija Pop and the song is called Doomsday Blue.
Well, it's very important this, because as most of my audience here is moving into a different frequency, moving into a different world. And when you look at this, you have absolutely no draw to it at all. And the light now, I keep saying it, the light is exposing the darkness. And if you can't see it, then you're in the dark. And if you can see it, you'll be repulsed.
Do you know what, Charlie? I was actually going to show the video, but I can't bring myself to do it and have that low frequency on our channel.
No.
I just can't do it. I don't want the viewers to see it.
You don't need to. Just describing it is enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And as you said, Charlie, they need to show us. That's where they get their power from, to show us these things in plain sight. A source in Texas has said the governor has supposedly crossed the line. The governor has supposedly taken $1.5 million for his campaign fund to authorize the construction of more illegal migrant housing. Now, from what I'm hearing, the governor is a bit shady. He's that side and this side all at once. So we'll have to wait and see how that unfolds.
And if you want to keep up to date with the news, we'll bring it to you every single day as to what's really happening in the world, rather than the propaganda, the narrative that they're pumping out. Because they've now made it an offence in many countries to tell the truth. They want to maintain the narrative and the propaganda because they're losing. And that was the news on the 9th of May, 2024. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.